Okay, welcome. Welcome, everyone. Lovely to be without knowing this open invitation. Always available to us, like the love of our mother, to rest, resting as not knowing. This spacious embrace our true home, so we invite ourselves to this loving presence. Which requires no effort, no personal doing. Because there is, after all, no separate personal self. In love, in truth, all is one, all is well, all is love, all is peace. We are this peace. Notice how everything that appears to you appears out of this formless presence and is perceived by this invisible aware presence. And this perceiving perceives everything equally. Perceives the sunrise, the sunshine. Perceives the breath. Sensations within the body. Thoughts appearing and disappearing. Events unfolding within this awareness. From the perspective of that which perceives, it is all equal, meaning it's the same essence, like the various notes of a symphony. They appear to be different, but they're intertwined in this symphony, this appreciation, this beautiful harmony. And among the various perceptions which we perceive, there is the sense of self which appears to you, the I am. It is like looking in a mirror. I, knowing itself, face to face with itself, in this self, which is facing itself, is this borderless awareness. Looking in the eyes of God, looking in the absolute. The vastness, looking at itself, knowing itself, in this self-knowingness is the peace of being. The profound silence, which is the silence of presence. Which is meditation. This effortless, silent presence. Pure beingness. The ocean of being, the bliss of the self, in meditation there is no time. The eternity of being is revealed. In this silent presence, knowing itself. The unmanifest. The causeless. Our true nature, our true self, which is not a movement, not a doing, not a becoming, no history. The eye of the storm, the heart of being. And then there is the dance of Shiva, the creative aspect. Nama Rupa, the various names and forms, the infinite colors of the rainbow, creation, the play. Lila. This silent, still presence dances world events and bodies and minds. Time and space. In the sense of me. Which is also the dance of Shiva. I am somebody. The greatest disguise of God, the masquerade, the formless, identifying itself with form. I am born. I am a person. I am somebody. I am a particular personal self. A hall of mirrors. Where the one appears as so many. appearing from a different angle, as a different person, depending on the angle of the mirror. And the masquerade includes forgetting. Forgetting that this me, this sense of personal self, is in fact God's self, universal self, which we choose to personalize, which we choose to weave a personal narrative around the sense of self, to confuse this universal sense of self with a personal story and a personal narrative and a personal me feeling, when in fact there is nothing personal, in spite of the impression that there are personal experiences. In fact, all our experiences come to us, shine through this particular body-mind from beyond, from the source. We are always contemplating God's thoughts and God's creation, not our own. Because our personal self is limitless. In spite of how strongly we feel that our personhood is limited and personal, that is just illusion. In this vastness, every wave is made of water. All the waves are one wave, one water, one essence. There is no personal coming and going. It is just a mind impression which appears to you. A certain mental process, a mental vibration. Mental interpretation based on the belief that Shiva has created, the game that Shiva is playing, that I am this and not that. So can we perceive this sense of me from a neutral perspective? Perceiving it like we perceive the sunrise and the sunset. Perceiving it like we hear the songs of the bird in the morning. Receiving this sense of me, whichever way it appears to you, as God's light shining onto your mind, onto this body mind, which is yours. But in fact, it is God's, and yet it is yours, because you are not separate from Shiva, you're not separate from universal being. So you can relax this habitual impression, this habitual narrative, that I am a personal limited self, and be available and interested beyond the mind narratives, to God's whisper, God's whisper. Whispering to you, I am thou. Thou are I. All is well. And we have available to us life, relationships, interactions with each other, interactions with the tribe, how life is unfolding in a particular way for each one of us, changing from moment to moment, sometimes challenging us. But in every challenge, there is an invitation. The invitation to freedom. Freedom from the past, this repetitive mind which repeats and repeats, trying to anchor us into its narrative. Freedom to laugh and be light-hearted. Not to take things so seriously. Freedom to play, to love. To expose oneself, to be willing to recognize the shortcomings of this particular body-mind. To deal with each other out of love and compassion and friendliness and fairness and kindness. To be giving, generous. And to be available to miracles. Every moment is a miracle. Fresh and new. We don't need to hold on to anything. And everything comes to us from beyond. We receive without asking. And we give. Because a river is always flowing, and in its flow, it nourishes the farms, nourishes life. The offering of the self you are offered the self only so you can offer it without holding on. Okay, so if you have any questions, anything that you would like to explore,